But they were common. All of these ridges and the mountains were covered with chestnut trees. Old people had a saying that when the chestnuts bloomed, they were so tall that they stood up above the other trees. And they'd say the snow was in the mountain. They could see them white blooms on them trees from anywhere around here. I don't know who put those words together, but there is a saying that the snow on the Pine Mountain in June, and it was the chestnut trees because you could see them. They were up the tallest trees around, and they growed so thick it looked like a field of corn or something. They were real plentiful.
But we were shocked as a six-year-old child, and I had a brother, a nine-year-old, and one three years old. But we found chestnut trees dead. But if they had been counted carefully, there might have been as many as 150 to 200 trees. And we saw them jutting out of the green woodland. We did see a big tree cut down in front of the house that was at least 4 feet through. It had been cut down for fence posts. And it was a dead chestnut tree. And it was huge, the biggest trees we've ever seen.
Now this next holler around the curve up there, they're called Poplar Holler. Now there's a place up in there, chestnuts, and it wasn't nothing but chestnuts much, and they called it the Chestnut Flat. Whole mountainside there full of chestnuts, just mostly chestnut trees, and they called that the Chestnut Flat. Chestnut Flat, way in ahead of it, Chestnut Flats, because there were so many chestnuts, they just named that. They knew that by the name. They'd say, well, what are you going to do today? Well, we're going to hole in the Chestnut Flats. You know, everybody knew where that was at.
One of those trees in that pasture that he owned, it was 4 foot, 5 foot solid. It'd take a 2 men saw, it'd take a big saw to cut it, you know, to go through it. They got big. Grow big.